Welcome to Curie, where we break down the stories shaping healthcare from the ground up. I'm Matt, and today's episode takes us into the heart of a debate that's heating up in Washington and potentially at your pharmacy counter. The topic, pharmaceutical tariffs. On paper, they're about trade, jobs, and national manufacturing strategy. But if you follow the consequences down the supply chain, the effects aren't abstract, they're clinical. Imagine telling your patient that their routine prescription is no longer affordable, or finding out that a critical drug is now in shortage, not because of supply issues, but because it was caught in a policy crossfire. As the Trump administration revives its push for broad tariffs on pharmaceutical imports, we ask, what happens when trade policy becomes a healthcare crisis? Let's start with the basics. A tariff is a government-imposed tax on imported goods. In this case, we're not just talking about finished pharmaceutical products. Think antibiotics, blood pressure medications, cancer drugs. We're also talking about active pharmaceutical ingredients, or APIs. These are the raw materials that power nearly every medication in the U.S. For years, pharmaceutical imports have been exempt from tariffs under a World Trade Organization agreement signed in 1994 to ensure global access to medicine. That's why many in the industry see the new proposal as a dramatic shift. The administration's rationale? National security, economic independence, and a belief that forcing supply chains to return to the U.S. will ultimately benefit patients. But according to nearly every stakeholder in the pharmaceutical ecosystem, from drug distributors to biotech firms, this plan may do the opposite. John Crowley, CEO of the Biotechnology Innovation Organization, put it bluntly, significant tariffs on our industry will harm access to medicines and could potentially raise the prices of medicines intentionally or unintentionally. And the threat to affordability is real. Generic drugs account for roughly 90% of all prescriptions filled in the United States. These medications operate on razor-thin margins, often selling for a few dollars or even cents per dose. There's no room to absorb new costs. John Murphy, CEO of the Association for Accessible Medicines, explained that generic manufacturers simply can't absorb new costs. Our manufacturers sell at an extremely low price, sometimes at a loss, and are increasingly forced to exit markets. In other words, if tariffs are introduced, these producers may simply stop making certain drugs. The downstream effects are troubling. A poll conducted by Black Book Market Research found that 164 out of 200 surveyed hospital and insurance executives expected at least a 15% increase in drug costs within 6 months of tariff implementation. And those cost increases won't stay with the manufacturers. The Healthcare Distribution Alliance, which represents drug wholesalers, warned that distributors and generic manufacturers cannot absorb the rising costs of broad tariffs. These added expenses will be passed on to patients, to providers, and ultimately to the entire healthcare system. But price is only part of the story. Drug shortages are a growing crisis, and tariffs could make them worse. Nearly 90% of U.S. biotech firms depend on imported ingredients to produce FDA-approved products. China and India remain dominant players in the global API market. If tariffs are applied, some companies may halt production of low-imogen drugs altogether, further destabilizing already fragile supply chains. John Murphy of the AAM warned that these tariffs could increase already problematic drug shortages, particularly in areas like oncology, infectious diseases, and chronic care where continuity is critical. And let's not forget biologics, complex specialty medications that often require multinational collaboration to manufacture. A disruption anywhere along the supply chain could delay or derail access to life-saving therapies. You might be wondering, can't we just make everything here in the U.S.? That's the administration's pitch. But the reality isn't so simple. A survey by the AAM found that 44% of pharmaceutical companies believe it would take at least 2 years to adjust their supply chains. It's not just about building factories. It's about recertifying production lines, securing FDA approvals, and navigating environmental regulations. Scott Whitaker, CEO of AdvaMed, noted that moving manufacturing to a new facility requires FDA approval, which makes it difficult in the short term to adjust production to the U.S. Even large companies like Pfizer might be able to absorb the shock, but smaller firms likely can't. There's also a hidden casualty in this policy debate, innovation. As manufacturers redirect funds to cover rising costs, many are warning that R&D budgets will be the first to suffer. Advanced therapies in development, from gene editing to targeted cancer drugs, may face delays or abandonment. AdvaMed cautioned that tariffs will siphon away R&D investment, lead to higher patient costs, and potentially spur layoffs and supply shortage. In short, this isn't just about current medications. It's about future breakthroughs that may never reach the bedside. Let's bring this back to the clinician's perspective. What does all this mean for your practice? First, medication access could become a question of affordability, especially for vulnerable populations. Primary care physicians may face increasing pressure to prescribe cheaper alternatives, even when they're not clinically optimal. Oncologists and specialists may need to manage treatment delays or navigate complex drug substitutions. Pharmacists may see more patients walking away from the counter due to price, and across the board, providers will likely spend more time on administrative tasks, navigating formularies, handling prior authorizations, and explaining why certain drugs are no longer covered. Consider this, as costs rise and shortages increase, the clinician-patient relationship becomes strained. Patients begin to distrust the system, or worse, their providers, because medications they once relied on are now unavailable or unaffordable. Providers are left holding the line, trying to practice medicine in a system shaped by trade wars and supply chain volatility. Is there a better way forward? Many in the healthcare industry think so. Rather than tariffs, they advocate for long-term investment in domestic manufacturing through tax credits, subsidies, or guaranteed government contracts. Others recommend supply chain diversification and greater transparency so vulnerabilities can be addressed without upending entire markets. And there's growing support for more direct price controls, tools like value-based pricing and Medicare drug negotiation, which tackle affordability without compromising supply. As the policy conversation evolves, one thing is clear. This isn't just an economic issue, it's a healthcare issue, and one with immediate implications for clinicians on the ground. Tariffs might be designed to protect national security or domestic industry, but when applied to pharmaceuticals, the costs are measured not just in dollars, but in care delays, patient harm, and clinical compromise. So we're left with a question: how do we balance political goals with the realities of frontline medicine? And if that balance tips too far, who will be left picking up the pieces? Thanks for listening to Curie. If you found this episode informative, download the Curie app from the App Store to access more expert-driven content built just for healthcare professionals. And if you're already on the app, stick around. More deep dives are coming your way.